It's Matt Spiegel.
Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Score.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Vatacola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Limited tickets remain for games against Illinois, Maryland, Rutgers, and Michigan. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. The Bulls are in Oklahoma City tonight to tip off their six-game road trip. Taj Gibson is back after sitting out the Philly game with a sore ankle. That's an 8:30 game time. In hockey, the Blackhawks fell 6 points behind the Wild after dropping their third straight with a loss in San Jose. Tomorrow night, they play in Arizona. Elsewhere in the NHL, the St. Louis Blues fired Ken Hitchcock. Mike Yeo takes over as head coach. NFL, the city of San Diego has reportedly reached out to the league office to inquire about the availability of the Oakland Raiders. Roger Goodell earlier today told the NFL media that he's very committed to Thursday night football. He says less turnovers and less penalties in those games would lead to high-quality football on Thursday night. And tonight here on The Score, starting at 6, we have Bears All Access for you. In baseball, the Cubs acquired right-handed pitcher Eddie Butler from the Rockies in exchange for pitcher James Ferris. Butler was selected by Colorado in the supplemental first-round draft of the 2012 draft. Last year in the bigs, he went 2-5 with a 7.17 ERA and 9 starts and 17 total appearances. The Cubs designated Dylan Floro to make room for Butler on the 40-man. National Labor Relations Board today released a statement saying football players at private institutions in college sports' most competitive level are employees and will be treated as such if they seek protection from unfair labor practices. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Honeycuts. Great haircuts for men, honeycuts.com. Heading out to the Progressive International Motorcycle Show on February 11th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Be sure to visit Score Promotions from 10 to noon to snag some Score giveaways and see all the new 2017 bikes and ATVs from the industry's leading brands. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday as the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
The NFL's new $100 million concussion initiative.
They might as well pour it down a black hole. There is nothing they're going to do with helmets that is going to eliminate the danger or make the game safer.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Hub, I want you to put on your Mr. Peabody glasses and fire up the Wayback Machine for this one.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Hub's getting ready for Super Bowl 51 down in Houston. It is your turn to have at him today on the Home Run and Pizza Hotline, the natural choice for the big game on Twitter at Hub_Arkish. Hub, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We are good. We are ready for your folks. Are you?
I absolutely am. Yes.
Here they are. Charles and Wheeling will start us off on the Score.
Hub, in another typically outstanding Score interview, this time with Eric at home at 3, point was brought up that the two Super Bowl teams really did well in picking players off of lesser teams. Now, do you think that Ted Thompson in Green Bay, who has been kind of averse to signing a lot of free agents, even though he has hit it well with guys like Woodson especially, and given the state of the backfield with Shields' career in jeopardy, and Rodgers is not going to be there forever, do you think that they're really going to be more aggressive this offseason in signing free agents, especially on the defense? Thanks, Hub.
Well, there have been some indications that they will take a closer look at it. Everything I understand is that Ted Thompson has no intentions of changing his master plan, which is to continue to build through the draft and develop your own players. But they do have some tough decisions to make this year. They've got Eddie Lacy as an unrestricted free agent. T.J. Lang is a free agent. They've got Julius Peppers is out of contract, and whether he will come back, a more recent example than Charles Woodson of a good free agency move they made. Don't know if Peppers wants to play in. If he does, if the Packers will get his deal redone. They have had a nice stream of youngsters coming into the roster who are starting to develop, particularly, you know, you look at Lane Taylor at guard, which is why they let Josh Sitton get away, and you look at some of the young receivers, and Geronimo Allison, you know, Jeff Janis has never really arrived in the secondary. They all got banged up, but they've got kids back there. So I wouldn't look for a radical departure from the Ted Thompson MO, but I do think this year in particular, because they were close, you know, they got to the NFC title game, if he feels there's one or two key parts out there that he might very well make a move and try and go get one of them. And keep an eye in particular on the defensive line. It is not a good year for free agents, but you look out there, you've got Kawan Short, you've got Jason Pierre-Paul. I don't know if these guys are going to move or get tagged, but that's an area the Packers have been trying to shore up forever. And, you know, when he has made moves in free agency, it has tended to be more on defense, although Jared Cook is another interesting example. He was a one-year deal, I think, so they've got to redo him again, too.
Here's Frank in Oak Park with Hub on the Score.
Hub, I watched the Senior Bowl over the weekend. Tell me which, if any, of the following players upped their draft stock to the fourth round or better. From the South team, Josh Reynolds, a wide receiver out of Texas A&M, who caught six passes for 96 yards and a touchdown. Also from the South, Davis Webb, the Cal QB, who passed for 165 yards and a touchdown and was named the Senior Bowl MVP. From the North, very impressive, Zay Jones, a wide receiver from East Carolina, who caught six passes for 68 yards and a touchdown, but had two scores taken away by the Zebras, including a fantastic jumping 41-yarder. He also has NFL bloodlines. They said former Dallas linebacker Robert Jones and the Bengals and Bear QB Jeff Blake are among close relatives. And finally, also from the North, Lorenzo Jerome, a safety out of tiny St. Francis in Pennsylvania, who single-handedly stopped the South from running away with the game by making two picks and forcing a fumble. And while I can't say anything about Jerome's pro lineage, I can say that a sideline shot did reveal his mother's large thighs, used by many GMs as a key to athletic success.
Have at it, Hub.
Oh boy, Frank, I can do nothing but get in trouble with that one. you know, Davis Webb is somebody who definitely probably upped his status into the fourth round or higher. Everybody knew he had great size and a big arm. It's not so much the game, Frank. It's what they do in the week leading up to it. The receiver I keep hearing about is this kid Cup. Is it Cooper Cup?
Cooper Cup. Yes.
Eastern Washington.
Yeah, who definitely opened some eyes. And there is a safety from Connecticut whose name I unfortunately can't pronounce.
Obi Melifonwu.
Yes, Melifonwu is the kid who probably did the most for his draft status. Some people think may have moved into the back of the first round. And then there's Nathan Peterman, the quarterback from Pittsburgh. So Webb and Peterman, I think, particularly when you look at this group of quarterbacks, if you want guys who've moved into the fourth round or higher, probably those two and those four players in total. But again, combine coming, pro days coming, so much is going to happen before the draft that you can't overreact to or read too much into what you saw at the Senior Bowl.
Here's poor Todd in Grays Lake on the Score.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Hey, Todd.
Oh, man. Hey, have I been a fan for too long? The answer is yes. But is there any logic to this, which means the Browns won't do it? I know with a number one pick, you can't get the two firsts, a third, and a second like you would ordinarily with a top flight QB. But I got to believe with the number one overall, you could still get a first and maybe a second and a third. My point is, if you could do that, you could then take one of the firsts and then a fourth, because that's what the going rate apparently or supposedly is for Garoppolo. And you get Garoppolo, and you really lose nothing, and you gain an extra pick out of it, maybe a second or third rounder. And now you've got Garoppolo, which a lot of people said would be the number one overall if you were to come out, you know, be available with the number one pick. And I know Garrett's a stud in this and that, but you know, I'm reading that they're going to trade for him anyways. And so, I don't know. I just think my logic makes sense. You still have all the picks you started with. You get Garoppolo and you pick up an extra pick. And yes, you lose out on a guy like Garrett, but the Browns probably aren't smart enough to draft him anyways. So just thought, I wondered what you thought about that.
Well, you know, Todd, the problem I have with that is I don't know that you have to do anything to get Garoppolo other than make a trade, of course, because you've already got the 12th pick as well. So, you know, you're going into the draft with 1 and 12. You're talking about trading one overall, ending up with an extra number one and getting Garoppolo. But the rumor that's bouncing around down here in Houston is that the Browns are very interested in Garoppolo, but they take Myles Garrett at one, and then they trade number 12 and maybe a third-round pick. They got plenty of picks. They trade number 12 and maybe a third-round pick and get Garoppolo. Mm. Now you've got both, and all you've given up is a third-round choice. Well, you've given up a one, too, but, I mean, in terms of your own extra picks, all you've given up is a third-round choice.
This is Tom in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Hi, Tom.
Hey, I'm a Viking fan, and I apologize for that off the get-go here, but they're fatally flawed with their offensive line, but the rest of their team seems to have a pretty good makeup. Is there any chance that either through the draft or a weak free agent market that this can improve enough for me to have a little bit of hope going into next year?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, there's absolutely no reason to apologize for being a Viking
right.
fan. I get why Todd apologizes, but
well, he just apologizes because he's Todd. There's nothing to do with rooting for the Browns.
And I've met Todd, and he's a great guy, and that's why I'm having fun with him. And you've got to be hell to be a Browns fan. But no, listen, unfortunately for you and for Vikings fans, it is a horrible year to be looking for tackles. Cam Robinson out of Alabama is the one top 10, top 15 type prospect at the position. He comes with a boatload of off-the-field issues that you don't know if you want to get involved in or not. You've got Ryan Ramczyk, the kid from Wisconsin, who probably goes in the back of the first round. That could be, you know, a Vikings target. It's an awful year in free agency. The best tackle available in free agency is Ricky Wagner of the Ravens, who's a right tackle, and then by no means anything more than average, maybe a little better than average. So there are a couple of very good guards available in free agency, including T.J. Lang of the Packers, but that's not the Vikings' problem. I mean, they can get better anywhere on the line, but tackle is the real issue, and they're going to have to scout their butts off and find some guys in the second, third round that are better than we realize, because as far as the obvious top prospects, either in the draft or free agency, they're just not there this year.
All right, Hub, we will do more after a brief break. So if you've got something for him, 312-644-6767. That's the number. Somebody drops off. You can jump on. Questions, comments, Bears, Super Bowl, NFL, whatever you want to do. Hub is here for you on Bernstein & Goff on The Score.
Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51. It's Matt Ryan's Atlanta Falcons.
And he's stepping in for the touchdown! 73 yards for Julio Jones!
Taking on Brady and Belichick's New England Patriots.
It's a fake flicker. Brady winds up. Long pass over the shoulder catch. Touchdown, Hogan!
Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station. Super Bowl 51 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Two Tony Romo reports are out there. One is that the Houston Texans are not particularly interested, and two, that Tony Romo wants to face off against the Cowboys next year. So while we cross off Houston as a possible destination, we have to understand that right now, Romo is going through the bitter breakup stage. It's obvious he thinks he still has it, and just like any of us who have ever been dumped by somebody we thought we would go the distance with, we want to walk in on prom night with a dime on our arm and show off just what the other side missed. Romo might feel that way now, but the most important thing is a really good offensive line and a really good defense, because with the two of those things, Romo can once again be an elite quarterback. But if he's not upright and he gets hit, many feel he's like Humpty Dumpty. It'll be hard to put him back together again. Put the ego aside, Tony. Find the next landing spot and make sure they protect you. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 cars for kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
Welcome to Metro PCS.
Hi, I heard you're giving free phones to everybody?
Yes, right now everybody gets a free phone. You and your friends, cousins, neighbors, roommates.
What if I'm already with Metro PCS?
Yeah, it's for existing customers, new customers, people named Willie, dog lovers.
That's awesome.
Everyone gets a free phone at Metro PCS. Come choose your select free phone from brands like Samsung and LG. Metro PCS, wireless figured out. Sales tax not included. Phones free after instant and mail-in rebates. Upgrade fee may apply. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
You by Abby.
Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola, and I've been telling you about Xfinity for quite some time now, and it's a great opportunity for you. If you have not switched to Xfinity, to do it right now during the Xfinity Lock and Go event. It ends February 5th, so it's coming up here. You have to get it done, but it's a great chance for you to get the X1 Starter Triple Play for just $89.99 a month, and you lock in that rate for 2 full years. So you'll have that triple play until January of 2019. with a two-year agreement at that same rate. Nothing changes. So the X1 system with the X1 DVR, which is the best in the business. You can record up to five shows while watching another one at the very same time. The X1 voice remote. Find anything you're looking for in just a matter of seconds. It's right there on your screen. It's so easy to use. Big Bang Hank, my four-year-old, he uses it all the time. That's how simple it is. And then taking everything on the go, that's so important now for so many people, so many families, to be able to watch your stuff on the go. And the Xfinity TV app is the very best. You can access your DVR. You can access video on demand. You can even access and stream live TV with the Xfinity TV app. So if you're out and about, whether you're traveling, you're at the airport, or you're on a car trip, or you're just out to dinner with the family, you can access all of that stuff through the Xfinity TV app. And what's great about it is you can access Xfinity's millions of Wi-Fi hotspots all around the nation. So even if you're away from home, you're always connected. And doing that, you can save data on your phone, which saves you money, which is always great. And then don't even start with, you know, about the internet at home. The fastest, most reliable at-home internet with Xfinity. So take advantage of the X1 Starter Triple Play right now, the Lock and Go event. You get that for $89.99 a month, two full years, two-year agreement. You ask how to upgrade, and you get $400 back. It ends February 5th. It's right here. It's ready the first, so don't wait. Go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. And while you're there, you can sign up, and they'll walk you through everything the X1 has to offer. So you'll be an expert when you leave the store. Once again, go to Xfinity.com.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up. Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand. Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth.
You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS has big news we know you'll love.
Our show's back on, and hooray for love.
The Oddest Odd Couple is on Monday.
I hope you have fun with your booze and your bimbo.
I see no flaw in that plan.
Matthew Perry.
Felix came along and vacuumed all the fun out of my life.
And Thomas Lennon star.
I have so many quirks. In high school, they called me Captain Quirk. And not in a nice way.
The hit comedy, The Odd Couple.
Oscar.
Felix, shut up.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Chicken. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The one and only Hub Arkish.
We are talking to Hub. More correctly, you are talking to Hub because on Wednesdays, he is yours and the phones are loaded. And maybe the callers are as well. This is...
Maybe Hub is.
Nas in Oak Brook on The Score with Hub. What's up, Nas?
Hey, Hub. I wanted to get your perspective on when a team has an offensive coordinator, but the head coach calls the plays, similar to in D.C. where they've got Kavanaugh now as the O.C., but Gruden's going to call the plays. Just curious how that works exactly.
Well, I mean, it works exactly as you just described. You know, they work together all week long to put together a game plan. Generally, a head coach will work with both his coordinators, but whichever area his specialty is in is where he'll spend a little bit more time. And so Matt and Gruden will work together all week on the offense, on installing the game plan, on what they think will work, watching film, and then they'll have their laminated play sheet that you always see them covering their mouths with when they're on the sidelines, and it will simply be Gruden deciding what play to run and sending it into the huddle in whatever form, I guess, on the microphone. I do think, though, as I recall, that there's something about the rule that the head coach cannot be in contact with the quarterback, so he'll have to relay the play to somebody else who will send it into the quarterback, whether that's Cousins or somebody else. But, you know, it's not unusual. I mean, Mike McCarthy does it in Green Bay. There's a lot of places around the league where they do it. And it's just a question of the head coach saying, if I'm going to take the fall for winning and losing, I'm going to call my own plays.
Nate in Evanston is on Sports Radio 670. Hello, Nate.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
You are.
I don't have any bloodlines to Jeff Blake, but I wanted to ask Hub about a couple of things. I think someone took my my idea about trading the three to Cleveland for the 12th pick and a 2 and a 3 or something like that. And if possible, the conundrum with Alshon Jeffrey, what you do is there's a couple of teams with top 10 picks.
Today, Junior!
Thank you, Nate. We appreciate your call.
Okay. Hello?
There's nothing there.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not quite sure where he was going with that, but some trade possibilities there.
The Bears, the Bears and the Browns, how likely is that?
Well, I mean, you know, so the Bears, the Browns coming up to number 3 and giving the Bears a 12 and another pick or two. Question is, who do they want at number 3? They've got number 1. And really, once they take the best player off the board, with them still sitting there at 12, I'm not sure what they need the third pick for, unless, again, there's somebody that they've clearly identified as somebody they have to have. I'd like to see the Bears be able to make a trade like that. And then he threw in Alshon Jeffrey. I don't know where that was going. But nobody took Nate's idea. The suggestion was that the Browns don't really have to trade. If they've got the ammunition they need to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, I think in the Bears' case, if they want to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, the third overall pick is too much to give up. So that's where I'd like to see them trade down to maybe 12 to 20 or something like that, pick up another one next year or maybe an extra 2 this year, and then, you know, trade that pick for Garoppolo. So we'll see if something like that could happen.
In Oak Forest, here is Dan. He's on the Score.
Hey, Hub, how we doing?
Good, Dan. How are you?
Good, good. With the Patriots' likely game plan to take out Julio Jones, do you find the Falcons going to use Tevin Coleman a lot, and could he have a big impact on Sunday's game?
Well, I don't know if there's any connection between Julio Jones and Tevin Coleman. I mean, they do use, you know, Freeman and Coleman pretty much interchangeably. And what's interesting about those two is that they are both threats in both the running game and the passing game. Neither one necessarily gives you more of an edge as a runner or a receiver. You know, if the question is, would they put him in the game at the same time to try and overcome whatever the Patriots do for Julio Jones, that would be a new look that we haven't seen before. I don't think teams like to get quite that radical in the Super Bowl. You know, you like to have a few, you know, maybe a trick play or two, a couple of new wrinkles, but you don't want to go with a new offensive scheme, which is what that would be. The other issue that I would have with your premise, you don't take away Julio Jones. I mean, I think they're gonna double him. They're gonna bracket him. Probably gonna have somebody cover him all over the field, and then have a safety over the top. But Julio Jones, I think right now is the best receiver in the NFL when healthy, and so they're gonna do their best to slow him down a little bit, and that's gonna open something up. But it's more likely to open something up for Taylor Gabriel or Mohamed Sanu than it is for Tevin Coleman.
Rockford and Josh on the Score with Hub.
Hey, Hub.
Hey, Josh.
I'm looking to find out what you think about Adrian Peterson to the Packers. That'd be the first question. The second question is, what's the plans for RG3 in his future? And then the third would be, what's the plans for the Bears and Jay Cutler and possibly keeping him on if they draft a rookie? I'll hang up with.
Okay, well, I don't have any special insight into Adrian Peterson's health or where he's at right now. But I got a sneaking suspicion he may be toast. And you know, when running backs get to that age and struggle, it leaves really quickly. And people forget, even though it was only a game and a half, he averaged 1.9 yards a pop in that first game and a half before he got hurt. And so I wouldn't make a big move on Adrian Peterson. It's a foregone conclusion with the $18 million cap hit. He's not going to be back with the Vikings, and he's already talked about possibly wanting to go to New York or Houston. I haven't heard anything about Green Bay, so that would be a strange one for me, a bit of a stretch. You know, as far as the Bears and Cutler, I think it's pretty clear that John Fox would prefer he were gone. That's the way I read the situation. You know, I don't think that you get rid of him until you know what the answer is. I don't personally feel that Brian Hoyer is as good an option as Jay Cutler. You know, there's perception that you got to get Jay out of the locker room, out of the huddle. None of that is true as far as his teammates are concerned. But I would say it's probably 70-30, 80-20 that Cutler is gone. Whether they can get something for him in a trade or they end up just releasing him, that remains to be seen. I think they can get a pick in a trade. There's going to be enough interest that they can probably get something for him. And I apologize because I know there was something in the middle. But I only
That's all right. We're out of time anyway. Final thought on the Super Bowl from you, Hub.
You know, I am still struggling to make a pick, guys. This is a really neat matchup, and everything inside me says you got to go with Belichick and Brady, and so I'm going to. But I like the way this young Atlanta defense has improved, and nobody is slowing down this Falcon offense right now, even though the Patriots are number one in the NFL in scoring defense. So I don't care about the way the defenses have played recently. These offenses are going to score. I've got it something like Patriots 35, Falcons 30.
All right. Wow. That sounds like it's certainly worth watching. It's worth the 4-hour commitment for our television's Hub. You will be there. Enjoy it and safe travels.
All right, guys. Take care.
That is Hub, and we're not going to do It's On after the update. We're going to come back and get right back to the Chicago sports story of the day, which unfortunately is what is developing at Lake Zurich High School.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Navaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Walsh Ryan Arena. Limited tickets remain for games against Illinois, Maryland, Rutgers, and Michigan. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. The Bulls are in Oklahoma City tonight to tip off their 6-game road trip. Taj Gibson is back after sitting out the Philly game with a sore ankle. That's an 8:30 start tonight for the Bulls. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they fell further behind the Wild after dropping their third straight with a loss in San Jose. Tomorrow night, they play in Arizona. Elsewhere in the NHL, the St. Louis Blues fired Ken Hitchcock. Mike Yeo takes over as head coach. NFL, the city of San Diego has reportedly reached out to the league office to inquire about the availability of the Oakland Raiders. Earlier today, Roger Goodell met with the media, said he's very committed to Thursday night football. He believes less turnovers and less penalties in those games would lead to high-quality football on Thursday night. You want more football talk? Top of the hour, Bears All Access right here for you on The Score. In baseball, the Cubs acquired right-handed pitcher Eddie Butler from the Rockies in exchange for pitcher James Ferris. Butler was selected by Colorado in the supplemental first round of the 2012 draft. Last year in the Bigs, he went 2-5 with a 7.17 ERA. That was in 9 starts and 17 overall appearances. The Cubs designated Dylan Flohr to make room for Butler on the 40-man. National Labor Relations Board released a statement today saying football players at private institutions and college sports' most competitive level are employees and will be treated as such if they seek protection from unfair labor practices. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fistful of dollars. Join Jay Zawoski for Bud Light Blackhawks on the Glass with Andrew Desjardins on Monday from 7 to 8:30 at Austin Saloon and Eatery in Libertyville. Get an autograph from Andrew, enter to win Blackhawks tickets. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed and transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51. This Sunday, the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Taco Bell. Fried chicken is crispy, savory, and universally delicious. But now it's also a chalupa. That's right. Taco Bell has created the first shell made out of crispy, marinated, all-white meat fried chicken. The new Naked Chicken Chalupa from Taco Bell. Part chalupa, all fried chicken.
So we have contacted the lawyer at the forefront of this lawsuit against Lake Zurich High School, and Antonio Romanucci is scheduled to join Bernstein and Goff 1:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, and if you're just tuning in, you've been working all day and you want to get yourself a little sports, well, this is the news of the day. It's not just a local story, but it's a national story now. Lake Zurich, and this is from the Daily Herald, Lake Zurich police documents show a criminal sexual abuse investigation was launched November 8th while law enforcement looked into the hazing claims at Lake Zurich High School. Many sections of the document were blacked out. Police announced in December that they did not have evidence to pursue charges against any athletes, in part due to a lack of cooperation from witnesses. And that evidence is, you know, containing some very, very disturbing details.
And the school already in writing has admitted to, in their words, they widespread and egregious abuse. That is their words in a letter that they sent to parents, sent to players and parents. That was before their playoff game against Fenwick, that they used the words widespread and egregious abuse. And we earlier had a Daily Herald freelance writer, Dick Quagliano, on, and he made it very clear that there is organized stonewalling going on that is preventing not only any criminal prosecution because of everybody clamming up for whatever reason. You know, no rats around here, no rats. And unfortunately, it's also doing a disservice to the many victims that won't have an opportunity, perhaps, for any kind of recompense outside of the two that are a part of this suit.
Yeah, and Antonio Romanucci will join us, as Bernsey said, at 1:30 tomorrow. This from Deadspin. Some background. The lawsuit filed by Romanucci on behalf of the two anonymous Lake Zurich students and their parents alleges that wrestling, cross-country, and football coaches at the high school engaged in, encouraged, and permitted physical, mental, and sexual abuse in the form of bullying over the past 20 years. Per NBC Chicago, the District 95 Superintendent Kane Osborne wrote the following letter in a letter to parents a week ago. Quote, the last 12 weeks have been challenging for many students and others in the community. My administration has done its best to balance the safety and rights of our students and staff with the need to thoroughly examine how we can foster a culture and climate that prevents hazing and other unhealthy behaviors, all while attempting to communicate in a transparent manner. I accept responsibility for any failures in this regard, but rest assured, my full and earnest dedication is and always will be to the safety of our students and the knowledge that we must do what is necessary to build a healthy foundation for growth. And Bernsey, read some of the annual traditions that happened over that time span early in the show as well. Football team members being stripped and locked in lockers naked. Football team members placing their genitals and other members on other members' face without consent. Multiple football team members urinating on another member without consent in the shower area. And football team members shoving objects into foreign areas.
Penetrating.
Another member without consent. Yeah, and the last part of it, football team members being targeted for not showering on the premises because obviously those kids didn't want those acts to be performed on them.
So that they doubled down then. They made it worse. They were punished for trying to avoid some of this stuff. And when you have the school already in writing copping to widespread and egregious abuse, and then you get everybody clamming up. It's just, it's unfortunate that the effort on behalf of the school, other parents, other kids, wouldn't be to make sure that any of the victims were taken care of.
Yeah, reading some of the claim here, too, on Deadspin, there's a story about a student who made you know, satirical jokes. I don't know if it was on social media or not, about what was going on, that wasn't a member of the athletic groups and was suspended for 4 days. So he was punished to the utmost for talking about it. So
so somebody for satirizing what was actually going on,
yeah,
was actually punished.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on there?
As texters,
what is going on there?
Who chimed in early on the show noted, you know, things have happened in Glenbrook North. I mean, hazing in this city, you know, all it has to do is be unearthed, because it's far more common and in the surrounding areas than we'd like to believe. Apparently, this is 20 years. Like, this isn't, you know, a bunch of soccer girls hanging around beating up a girl or throwing her on a video. Like, this is 20, and not saying that that was any better, by the way, that was heinous as well, but this is 20 years of culture of hazing and bullying, and it's not just you carrying pads or, you know, you paying for everything at the local McDonald's. These are disgusting assault.
We have to stop using the word hazing. You know, hazing is making a guy sing his right. college fight song right. when you get to your NFL team.
Right.
Doing silly things, like impersonating
silly
people,
string, stuff like
you
that.
Say, carrying yeah. pads, mm-hmm. and even that prospect of knowing that you're going to have to take the entire team out for steak and lobster mm-hmm. and pay $40,000 for a dinner tab. Bryant famously
was like, "That's not happening here." I believe right. Roy Williams tried to make him do that, right? If I'm not mistaken,
right? That's garbage too. But this stuff is not. This is assault and sexual assault. So we got to just make sure that the proper terms are being used here. And you certainly hope that whether or not it is a criminal investigation that apparently had nobody assisting at all, this civil suit that might result in all kinds of discovery and subpoenas, et cetera, or enough people over time just coming forward here, get some sunlight on Lake Zurich Athletics.
A lot of people text during the last hour when we were talking about this, and there's a lot of personal stories coming out on these text lines, and, you know, employers who have guys who mm-hmm. were a part of those sports groups for years and years and years, who saying, yeah, it was commonplace there. And it was made all too common for a lot of these kids, and they just passed it down to the next group because they had gone through it.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein, and you are listening to Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Brady's played how many years? He came in 2000, something like that. Totally committed to winning. I think the quarterback is more valuable than the coach, and I think that Tom Brady is the guy that I would take for a game or, honestly, for a career.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It's part of this now. All of it. $34.99. That's it. And you're done. That's the price. No surprises. Go to proflowers.com and use my code Bernstein. It's just that. It's my last name. You pick your flowers. You check out in minutes. It's the roses, it's the vase, and standard shipping and handling. Order it now. Have it delivered on Valentine's Day right to home or work. You can't beat the price. You certainly can't beat the convenience with Pro Flowers taking care of all of the details. The only way to get a dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, and shipping and handling included, offer just $34.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone at the top right corner, and type in Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic, type in the code. Don't wait. Order today. The deal expires soon. So do this. It is proflowers.com. Make sure you enter the code proflowers.com, the code Bernstein.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, and whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up. Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand. Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Holiday.com.
Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, the realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Many falsely think winter is a bad time to sell a home. It's not true. Tim and Suzanne were relocating out of the state and called Amy Kite for help to sell their Highland Park home. Amy's marketing system works year-round, and in no time, they had multiple offers, and their home sold in only 7 days for $525,000. Amy's unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash, because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. No gimmicks. That's the real deal. And working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If they aren't doing their job, she will let you out of the contract free and clear, but don't worry. No one ever does that, because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need someone my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, her phone number is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Premiering CBS Thursday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Everything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. Series premiere CBS Thursday after the Big Bang Theory.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Game time, the Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's games. Tonight, Chicago takes the court against OKC at 8:30. Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. Any size order of traditional wings costs half as much. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And everybody's going to be going, I'm going to be walking around.
Hey! Caller number 9 to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700 gets a pair of tickets to the Progressive International Motorcycle Show to be held February 10th through 12th at the Donnelly Stevens Convention Center. For more details, visit motorcycleshow.com. We have Bears All Access coming up, after which you will hear this man, Lawrence Holmes.
Hello, men.
What's up?
What's happening, man?
I hear you guys talking about the situation at Lake Zurich, and I'm glad that you are using the terms that you're using. It's rape. It's sexual assault. It's sodomy. It's all of those things.
It's assault, simple assault. It's
all of those things.
Not hazing.
Not under the guise of hazing. And I know that there are some people who are very protective when it comes to the thought of hazing. And I'm someone who I'm okay with hazing, but there's a line. Like there's clearly a line of when you're assaulting someone.
Right.
And some of the hazing stuff, like you want someone to carry a pad.
Right.
I'm good with that. Someone carry the bags out to the bullpen, the balls out to the bullpen. Fine. Mm-hmm. I'm good with that. But when you put your hands on someone else,
right. you just enrolled me in night school.
That's right.
I was telling the guys that, like, you just enrolled me in whatever alternative school when we're talking about some of the disgusting acts that took place over the last 20 years at that school.
And I'd like to just salute the Daily Herald that has been Lee Felis of the Daily Herald has been on top of this story for months, going after it and trying to figure out. They've done editorials on it. It's terrifying. Because remember, especially with football in particular, remember all the things that we're told about what football does for you. Yeah. All of the character traits that you end up learning because you play
American
football.
And life lessons.
I mean, on a kind of comical note, remember what the Clemson team was doing in the semifinal game and in the championship game, where they were putting their hands places they weren't supposed to? And Ben Bulwer, I was looking it up. Ben Bulwer was asked about that, and he went into this whole thing about, well, if you haven't played football, you wouldn't understand. And you're probably one of the guys that has to shower elsewhere and all those things like this.
This is what we do. We stick our hands in your head.
Toughness and this masculinity that is also, you know,
homoerotic.
Like, what's going on here? Like, if that's how you get down, do your thing, but don't force it on some guy that's just wanting to play football. And that's, I mean, just think, we're talking about high school kids. Those high school kids turn into college players and they want to bring new traditions to a locker room. Or, at what point does it stop?
Or this is that person's only opportunity to be a part of football, and this is their lasting memory of it.
Right.
Those are the kids that I always think about, because most of them are not going to play college football. This is it.
They just wanted an outlet.
They wanted to do something with their time, and they thought that they were kind of good at football, and they wanted to be a part of it, and then it turns into an absolute nightmare for them and their parents.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that it's really...
It sucks, man.
It's horrible. Like, it's horrible.
It's also because the actual perpetrators of this apparently are going to go unpunished. Yeah, they might be able to get a check cut from the school district or somebody, but for 20 years worth of these kinds of crimes being committed...
People assaulting your children for 20 years.
And admitted to by the school. Who's actually going to pay the price for this? This is the
problem. A whole town that knows, by the way. Like Dick Quagliano said, this has been the worst kept secret in the Northwest suburbs for a very long time. Very long time.
And I'm sure that you guys, I don't know if you've even checked the text line, but I'm sure that there are people that have told you guys
stories
that know what's going on.
Guys who transferred to other schools while their parents got cut a six-figure check. Yeah, that's happened a couple of times on these text lines. By the way, this is the Ben Bulwer cut. I know there's going to be one person. Well, I played football and I never did that. You either sucked at football, you had no friends in the locker room, or you were the person that went in the bathroom stall to go change because you were scared to shower with the team.
Shut it down. It's that kind of attitude, man. What?
That kind of attitude.
There's apparently a reason to be afraid to shower with the team in some of these circumstances.
That's super weird.
You sucked at football because you didn't want somebody probing you with a fist.
it's so weird, and it's so troublesome that you send your kids to school. And by the way, this is Lake Zurich. You know, you send your kids to school. You're thinking everything's on the up and up. You've moved out to where you needed to move to, and you're away from everything that you're afraid of. And now
there are other monsters out there that you have to worry about.
The texts are still coming in. I'm from Lake Zurich. It's disgusting. There's even more rape that wasn't mentioned in the article.
It's horrifying.
And these guys have jobs. Some of these guys who were fired, who have worked there, who oversaw this, who encouraged this, they're still working.
And went to other schools.
Yeah.
Got a couple of those texts where guys have gone around to other schools. Yeah.
It's horrifying, and I feel for every parent that's involved in this, every child that was abused in this way. It's horrible. We plan on doing something with it on the show a little bit later on tonight. We're going to reach out to some folks over at the Daily Herald, see if we can get some more on the ground reporting on this, but it really is disgusting. And I am someone that I love prep sports. I love that kids want to play prep sports, but this is not what you signed up for at all.
This is why families are shying away from those kinds of involvements.
Wow. Well, we look forward to talking to Tony Romanucci, the lead attorney, tomorrow. Also, Matt Bowen, Greg Gabriel, and Wisconsin basketball coach Greg Gard is going to join Bernstein and Goff. So we'll talk a little Big Ten buckets with him. They're still a terrific team with Greg Gard in charge of it. So they haven't missed anything.
Go Cats!
Thanks to, big game tonight without Scotty Lindsay, huh?
They're really good.
Nathan Taphorn's not there.
I'm going to watch them next week against Illini. Thanks. Watch that beat down.
To Chris Hine, Eric Edholm, Pete Futak, Dick Quagliano, Hub Arkish, all joined us. Our video director, Brian Gertsch.
It's about Frederick Douglass being recognized more and more. Do you have any idea what specifically he was referring to?
Well, I think there's contributions. I think he wants to highlight the contributions that he has made. And I think through a lot of the actions and statements that he's going to make, I think the contributions of Frederick Douglass will become more and more.
Sean Spicer doesn't know that he's dead, right?
He's another guy in the cabinet who doesn't know that he's dead?
So neither the president nor the White House spokesperson know who Frederick Douglass was.
Even if you...
Douglass is an example of somebody who's done an amazing job.
He died in 1895.
Even if you just want to talk about his relationship with President Lincoln, like that's honestly
that's
like
surface, like American even, history
like
stuff.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like you don't have to go to an African American studies
class. You really
class
don't. That's like,
yeah. What do you say, Fred?
What's that, Fred? I mean,
President Trump could have just been like, look, you know, I am wow. here from the party of Lincoln and
yep, it, something.
He could have
one talking point.
Been that. Been out and be like, drop the mic.
Nick Szepkowski.
So if you want to fix the problem in Chicago, maybe you should have a conversation with Chicago's governor. And what the home audience doesn't know is that I'm from Chicago. I work in Chicago. I'm in Chicago almost once a week. And I can tell you, if you talk to the people of Chicago, they would tell you, that putting
you're
tanks
from
on the
Evanston,
street.
Richard, you're from Evanston. In order for you to know what the weather's
Chicago
like in Chicago, you got to read the newspaper.
Week.
You're not from Chicago,
that is
bro.
Not true. So-
Gianno Caldwell, starting things out here. He would still be from Evanston and claim Chicago on the side.
Chris Tannehill.
I mean, we're looking for gold nuggets.
Good luck. Make manly men out of them. All right, we are back tomorrow with all the stuff that I said should be a good show. We got Bears All Access, and then Lawrence. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Get the waste.
CBS has big news we know you'll love.
Our show's back on, and hooray for love.
The Oddest Odd Couple is on Monday.
I hope you have fun with your booze and your bimbo.
I see no flaw in that plan.
Matthew Perry.
Felix came along and vacuumed all the fun out of my life.
And Thomas Lennon stars.
I have so many quirks. In high school, they called me Captain Quirk, and not in a nice way.
The hit comedy, The Odd Couple.
Oscar.
Felix, shut up.
CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Great lawyers take risks.
And I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
CBS.